Oh,
I'm good with questions. You know me, I love answering questions. I just want to know how build on and when it can get away with wearing slippers with some slacks on.
Kevin, what was your reaction to the end of the ceremony when Tom Brady came out in your jersey?
Oh, man, wow. Something, and I said it out there on TV earlier, respect. Something that we're losing sight of in America, in the world right now. That's what that was to me. Respecting me as an individual, respecting a thing that I did and showing it right back. That's what that was for me.
You can talk about what that moment is like before you get up there, but once you kind of get up there and you put on the jacket and you see the crowd, what was that moment like?
Wow. Like I said, when I got up there, I was standing in the back waiting to walk out. And the only thing I kept saying in my head, the moment. The moment. Flourish in the moment. It's my moment. It just was like any other thing I practiced for. I had to execute it. I had to do it. How did I do? You get what I'm saying? And that's me. That's Kevin Fowler.
You were at practice over the weekend. What was the message you wanted players to hear from you?
Consistency. If you're here, you have some type of athletic ability. You make it to the professional level. You got some type of athletic ability. But in order to stay there, you have to be consistent every day. To stay at this organization, you have to stay consistent every minute. Master your craft. Understand why you're here. Yes, when you was in high school and college, it was fun. It's your job now. You got to create your own fun. Sometimes it may be aggravating. But remember what it is now. It's a job. It ain't fun no more.
Kevin, how did you stay humble, you know, with your rules changing every year? How did you stay humble and then probably getting up for big moments in football games? I know Coach alluded to talking about that San Diego game. That was a big moment.
It's the way I was raised. It's the way my mom and dad raised me. I spoke about it earlier. People that came in my life, my agent, Raymond Brothers, godly person who really, whenever I got aggravated, I called him like, I need to get out of here. He always told me the same thing, trust in God. He always has a better plan. We just don't know it. Be patient. It's going to turn around for you.
Yeah, we saw you playing catch with Tom on Friday during practice. Any thoughts to maybe being his workout partner for the first 4 weeks of the season?
I would love to. I would love to come back and catch for him. But I got a job now that at about 3:30 in the morning, I'm going to the airport because I got to get back to practice tomorrow. That's where my heart is right now. I'm trying to bring the kids together, kind of like we did here. It's tough when you're dealing with 15, 16, 17-year-olds. But they're getting it. And this was all great. Like I told Bill on Saturday, I said, this is all great. I learned a whole lot just in this weekend. I learned a whole lot about how people thought about me. But the one thing is, I'm missing practice today. And Bill was like, I understand.
When you thanked Dante, you said you wouldn't have been here if it weren't for him. And I'm curious, was that because of something that you guys worked on in practice, or was that based on him making a case for you to some of the other coaches?
Working on in practice. For my second year, for a while, every day after practice, Dante stayed with me, worked with me on blitz pickup, showed me little small techniques, how to hit guys. It's not that I was scared to do it. It's just that I never did it. In college, you never taught to blitz pickup. I just had to get the technique down. And once I got it, got pretty good at it.
Kevin, you can talk all about what it might be like and everything else, but now that you have New England Patriot Hall of Famer forever on your name, Kevin Falk, how does that feel for you?
It feels great. It feels awesome. I was going to be in the New England Patriot forever anyway. It don't matter. But to signify what I've done here throughout my career, that's the moment. That's the feel. That's the good feeling of people talking good about you, people telling you to your face how much of a good person you were, not just a good athlete. You was a good person.
Kevin, the fact that you had some adversity, you talked about learning blitz pickup. There was the ball security, and Bill talked about your development there. How much does that make you step back and appreciate it more? Does it make you feel more gratified with the success and longevity you had in your career? But you overcame some challenges early on to be a complete back.
Right, right. That's life. That's what we go on in life. We go through adversity in life. And it's not the adversity, it's how you respond to it. And I learned that at a young age. We all gonna go through adversity, some big, some small. How you gonna respond to it is what really matters in the end.
You talked about the respect that you felt Tom showed you when he came out in your jersey.
I was speechless, you know. How you take it, you know, there's so much love there, there's so much emotion. Like he said, we played 12 years together. He knew me back front side to side. I knew him back front side to side. I knew when he needed someone to get open. Because it was like he said, I was 2 feet away. And you look at the coverage, you're like, oh, they got Wes double here. They got Moss double here. They got me one-on-one with a linebacker. My mind... Ain't no linebacker in the league could have covered me. That was just my mind. And he knew how I felt. So when he seen those situations, he would always say, get open, Kev, and snap the ball. And I knew what to do.
You mentioned speechless. Was that your reaction?
Yeah.
When you first saw him?
Definitely. When he was starting unzipping the jacket, he had a little hard time unzipping the jacket, though. But when he unzipped it, I'm like, wow. Wow, thank you.
You and Tom are actually pretty close in age. You know, what is it like been seeing him play at such a high level all these years?
He works at it. He works on it. When I say he works, he works. He's not the best athlete on the football field. He's not the fastest. He's not the strongest. But he works at it like he is. That's why Tom Brady is Tom Brady.
What did you learn from Tom about studying the game, Kevin?
Well, at a young age, I played quarterback in high school, so I had to study defenses. So when I got here, it's natural to know what the defense did, but to understand what he understood was that much more better for me as far as what he was thinking. And that's over time, that's repetitions, going through practice, understanding, not missing what he is talking about in practice. Some of those little things that Bill talked about, and I understood them. Because I was a football guy.
Did you ever think that Bill may move on from you when he got here? I know you talked a lot about that out there, about, you know, the situation was what it was. Pete Carroll drafted you, brought you here, and then Bill was in a big transition in 2000. Did it ever cross your mind that maybe it's just not meant to be here?
Oh, of course, a couple of years. I think the first year and the second year, it was like that. In a sense of... He didn't know who I was. And I'm not saying he didn't know who I was, but he didn't really understand me as a player, and I didn't understand him as a player. But I think when I did earn it, his respect was that first year. Patrick Pass went down. J.R. Redman went down. We had a couple of other backs that went down. I was the only running back on the roster in camp playing for about a week, week and a half. I never complained. Never said anything. I just did what I had to do. And I do believe that helped me. I do believe that earned a lot of respect with a lot of people here.
As a running back, what's your favorite moment, like performing your job as a New England Patriots, as a running back? You like catching the football, returns, running the football? What was your...
That's the funny thing. I always wanted to be a receiver when I was younger. I say catching. I love catching the ball. I used to play outside when I was younger and throw a little roll of tape in the air and run under it and catch it. So I want to be a receiver, so I say catching.
When you talk about Tom, what do you remember about the difference between that first year for him and that second year, this time of year in training camp, what stood out for you about him coming back in year two, being on obviously the cusp of doing what he did?
A lot more confidence. That first year that he came in and took over for Drew, and in the back of his mind, and he's never said it, but we're human. In the back of his mind, it had to be, well, I don't know if this is going to be my team, or, you know, it's one of those things. But that second year, he knew that was his team. Still his team. He's trying to make it his team until he's 45, y'all.
Your final question?
Congrats.
Thank you. Congrats. Appreciate it. Thank you all.